Dr. Rick here. Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based
on... Bill Gunner here for AAA Heating and Air. They were out at my house recently installing my brand new system, and I couldn't be more pleased with it. I'm telling you what, AAA Heating and Air, with their experienced professional technicians, I have taken care of my family, and they'll do the same for you right now. 0% financing, a $1,500 buyback, and a 15-year parts and labor warranty. Contact AAA Heating and Air today, 803-677-1500. Tell them Bill Gunner sent you.
AAA Air, when you need us. AAA Heating and Air.
Hickox, Braves, the NFL, with live local radio. 107.5, The Game, WNKT-FM, Eastover, Columbia, a Cumulus Media station. It's the Hickox Central Takeover Hour, presented by Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
With Chris Clark.
The 2007 South Carolina class was... at that time, sixth in the country and fourth in the SEC, which is amazing.
Wes Mitchell.
You know, I think if you're South Carolina, you're aiming to at least be at 50%. Then in theory, you're adding talent, you're getting better, you're putting yourself in a position to compete.
And Tyler Head.
It's been a great week for South Carolina. On the recruiting front, still certainly plenty to talk about.
On the home of the Gamecocks.
107.5.
The Game.
And welcome into the Gamecock Central Takeover Hour presented by Firehouse Subs here on 107.5 The Game. Tyler, Wes, and Chris along with you as Wes and Chris forcibly shove Kendall out of the studio so we can get this show started as she lingers around.
She's distracting us from doing work as usual.
Wait, is this work, though?
Yes. We're not going to tell anybody.
We'll qualify it.
Yeah, we'll qualify it.
We're
working hard.
Yeah, we got a lot of audio from the coordinators to get to yesterday. Talked about a number of different things. We'll play our favorite game of Spin the Wheel of Audio, Coordinator Edition. But I should formally wish you guys a very happy first day of March Madness as the round of 64 getting set to tip off in right about an hour here.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I just filled out my bracket.
This morning?
Yeah, I might as well have just been throwing darts at teams. Didn't really watch a lot of basketball this year on the men's side. Actually, I think I probably watched more women's basketball than I did men's this year. And so I have Houston winning it all.
Okay.
And I have no confidence whatsoever in that. But
what's your women's bracket look like?
Well, I just picked South Carolina, and then I filled in the rest with the highest seeds.
I was going to say,
the rest doesn't matter.
Did you even fill out the other part of the bracket?
Well, the hilarious thing is you, because I've got the little ESPN Plus thing, and it gives you all these different projections and stuff. And on the men's side, you know, most of the games are like somewhat close. Is that, you know, the 16 and ones are, you know, it's like 98%. For South Carolina, it for game one for tomorrow, it literally is like projection 100%. Like, they didn't even do 99.9. It's like 100.
They are 48.5-point favorites over Norfolk State tomorrow.
Insane. And then so as you go along, it will still give you the projections.
Right.
Next round, Carolina, 98%. Like, by the very end, I think even if you have them matched up with a one, it still gives South Carolina like a 90% chance, I think, to win that final game.
And that's kind of the funny thing. On the men's side, you do have a lot more upsets. You have the 12 beating the 5 every single year. You know, you have every once in a blue moon, 16 beating a 1, you know, going back to UMBC beating Virginia a couple years ago. But the women's bracket is a lot more straightforward. It's like, okay, these guys are, or these teams are top seeds for a reason, and they're usually the ones that advance through to the Elite Eights and the Final Fours.
Yeah, the parity in the men's side is just... obviously a lot different than on the women's side. And, you know, I think every year there's maybe, shoot, dude, if you go on a run, there might be 10 different teams that could win it on the men's side. Whereas the women's side, I mean, those one seeds, maybe throw Iowa in there if they get hot.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, even just, I mean, you can, I saw a graphic and I wasn't listening to what they were saying in here, but I saw a graphic while we were on the show the other day on ESPN, and it was basically showing the odds of South Carolina versus the entire field, which just kind of tells you how far ahead of the pack South Carolina has been this year.
Right.
It's it's a great point about parity. Look it up, actually. There's a story from NCAA.com about how often women's number one seeds make the Final Four in the tournament. By the way, UConn, who may be surpassed, guys, we could have a whole show on that, by South Carolina as the team now in women's college basketball. They've been a number one seed and made the Final Four 19 different times, which is pretty incredible. But, you know, number one seeds make it, obviously, a ton. 160 number one seeds across all 40 tournaments. Of those, 56.3% have made the Final Four. So actually, even in the women's game, sometimes the number one seeds don't make it. But I think I don't have any comparison point to like the men's game. But to your point, Wes, like you see, like very often, like in the Final Four, it's like, well, here's a 12 seed, here's a 13 seed, here's an 8. Heck, South Carolina was a 7 when they made it in 2017 when they made the Final Four. So you typically see the higher seed. There's less arguments on the selection shows leading up to the selection shows about who should be a number one, who should be a number two. It generally makes a lot more sense on the women's side.
Right. I do want to give a quick shout out to my buddy Chris, and his daughter filled out a bracket for the first time ever this year and filled it out completely herself, no help from dad. And she has, in the national title game.
Wait, how old is she?
She's like 3.
Okay, good context.
Marquette beating Colgate 6-5 in the national title game.
I mean, I'd be intrigued. That's awesome. That'd be quite a story.
Yes.
So, Tyler, who do you have in the men's, in your men's bracket? Can you give it away?
Yeah, so, and I didn't even realize I had done this until I was talking with Colin about it the other day. I have an all-Kansas national championship with Kansas and Kansas State and the Jayhawks winning back-to-back.
Okay, very nice. I honestly can't even remember my Final Four teams. I went off the wall.
Okay.
I picked a team that has, I was just talking to Kendall in here before we came on about it. I don't think she liked my pick because she just got to see them play over the weekend. I picked Duke.
Yeah, she's very judgy on the ACC teams this year.
Very, very judgy.
Judgy.
Little shocker. No way. But she had just seen, she's making the point of, yeah, they've improved a lot since the beginning of the year, but hey, I just got to see them play last weekend. Doesn't think they're that good. But they have improved, and it's all about having the pieces and getting hot at the right time. And honestly, my bracket, guys, it's always, almost always throwing it stuff up against the wall. Even if I feel I feel pretty good about this, it's all blown to smithereens.
Now, like on ESPN, it allows you to do like 15 different brackets. Yeah. Are you guys like multi-brackets, or you stick with one?
I don't even know if I got the time to fill out multiples. Yeah. I'm like, we're going to do one. We're going to ride with it. And then, because, I mean, the whole point of filling out a bracket as well is to know who to pull for.
Right.
In
it
a game.
It gives you a rooting interest.
Yeah, if I've got multiple teams, then it's just like,
I don't care.
I'm more simple than that.
Right.
Like, I need like, all right, here's who I picked. Here's who I'm pulling for. I may not know a single player on that team.
Right.
But in that moment, those are my guys, you know? So I think that is the beauty of March Madness. That is why it is a billion-dollar business. And that's without even money riding on it. There's a lot of people out there who, as sports gambling gets more and more popular and more allowed, honestly, then, you know, I think that gives you a much even different rooting interest in these games.
The sports books are going to be very, very full these next couple days with basically 12 hours of nonstop tournament basketball going on.
I would like to go out to Vegas during March Madness.
Yeah.
And just watch. Not participate in the gambling part of it.
Hey, you can catch the NIT finals while you're out there. Mm. Which, by the way, Clemson got bounced by Morehead State last night. Did you see that?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, Clemson was a number one seed in the NIT and got bounced in the first round.
They were catching some, the Twitter haters were out there on Clemson, and rightfully so. But I will say this, not to, like, completely defend them, but I don't think how you do in the NIT is any representation of whether you should have made
it's not most,
a big dance or
most
not.
Most teams, like, there's a reason that North Carolina skipped over the NIT because they wouldn't have cared to have been in it anyway. So, yeah, you're just kind of going through the motions. It's extra practice, extra reps, whatever. But I don't think Clemson's too torn up about losing out of the NIT.
If you think you're going to the NCAA tournament, and then you find out last second,
yeah, it's big.
Like, I'm going to the NIT. It's like no one cares at that point. I feel like I think NIT is much more for maybe a team of young players who didn't ever even think they were making the tournament, and then for them, it's like, okay, we get to play some more ball.
Yeah,
get to keep building off of what we've done. Maybe we got hot towards the end of the year. You know, I think it can be valuable, but I mean, let's be honest, the NIT, you're only watching the NIT if your team is in it. And even then, you have to be a pretty hardcore fan to care about
it. In a lot of ways, the NIT is kind of like the mid-major national championship that just happens to have some big names mixed in there, the likes of Clemson. Sometimes you'll get a UNC or whatever. But it's really for, because, you know, most mid-major major conferences only have the one AQ for the tournament. So if you lost in your championship game, you still had a good season, and now you have a chance to play a little bit more basketball.
Tyler, before we hit this first break and then spin our wheel.
I'm ready to spin the wheel.
Now, do you have three different wheels because there are three coordinators?
Yes, I have three different categories of wheels because we have three different coordinators. So I'll let you pick a category, and then we'll spin the corresponding wheel.
All right, well, so one of our friends was asking us yesterday, is there an actual wheel? And I said, no, but we Chris and I do not know beforehand what it's going to be.
Right,
said.
It is a random selection.
Or are you like shutting your eyes?
I shut my eyes and I pick at random.
Okay, so it's completely.
Now, if somebody wants to build us a wheel or give us a wheel, I will happily do that. We do have the one in here,
the
Wheel of Agony, but I don't think Bill wants us to touch that one. He's still not committed to run the Cocky Trot 5K. By the way, we got to get on him about that.
Well, by the way, if you want to sign up for it, you have the early bird pricing in Saturday, I saw. So go ahead.
And run with Wes.
Get in. Run with me. I'm going to do it, for real. I'm doing it.
Yeah, but before we hit our break, Tyler, real quick, if you are watching all the college basketball action, you want to make sure that you have, and Wes actually deemed our wheel, they actually have three wheels now, or our virtual wheel.
Yes.
It's brought to you by Integrated Media. And so you want to give those guys a call. We're actually going to see them here in the studio, rumor is, here in a little while. Michael and his team, they're going to be in here hanging out with us after our show. You won't get to hear from them, but I will, which I'm looking forward to. Always good to visit with those guys. And so if you're sitting around going, man, I really need to upgrade my, you know, viewing situation here as I'm watching all this really cool college basketball action, men's and women's, give the team at Integrated Media a call. If you need some inspiration, you can go to their Instagram or their Facebook pages and check them out. See some of the examples of stuff they've done outside, inside, all around the home. Smart home systems, if you want to go that deep. Check out integratedmediainc.com. Hit them on Facebook or Instagram. Or give them a call, 803-948-8327.
Broadcasting live from the Herndon Chevrolet Studios, this is 107.5 The Game.
Discover Herndon Certified, Herndon Chevrolet's premier used car warranty. Shop with complete confidence knowing Herndon Chevrolet has got you covered.
Stop by or shop online today and see why Herndon Chevrolet makes you smile.
It's the Gamecock Central Takeover Hour.
Presented by Firehouse Subs. Founded by firemen with Chris Clark, Wes Mitchell, and Tyler Head. On your home of the Gamecocks.
107.5 The Game.
And back in on the Gamecock Central Takeover Hour presented by Firehouse Subs. Tyler, Wes, and Chris along with you. Want to let you know that Jay and Terry going to be out at Twin Peaks today and tomorrow from noon until 3 for the first round of the NCAA men's tournament. So very, very excited for those guys to be hanging out there. I have an update. I have a spinner on my phone.
I can see it.
For our game. So Chris can confirm that I do have a spinner. So as we start the wheel of audio, I will let you pick the category of which you guys would want, either Limbo, Loggins, or White. And I will spin based on the category.
All right. The Integrated Media wheel of audio.
Unofficially, yes.
The So, all right, just make sure you don't have one there for Limbo opening statement because we won't have any time to comment.
So Colin, actually, we bet on that yesterday because we did our show at 9 o'clock before they spoke, and he said, what's the over-under on how long you think his opening statement's going to go? He gave me 8.5 minutes. I foolishly went under. It ended up going about 11 and a half minutes.
It was over 8?
Oh, yeah.
11 and a half minutes.
That is awesome. All right, let's go Limbo.
Yeah.
All right, so let me adjust based on the number of audio pieces I have here, and we're going to give it a spin. I will let you know if it's really long.
It's like an algorithm to this almost.
There is. Okay, so got... All right, this one's actually not long at all. All right, so the first piece of audio from Limbo. Okay, actually this is long. All right, here we go. It's a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I say this with all humility, but I feel like special teams has become a big part of our culture. It reflects our culture. It's become kind of part of our brand for this coaching staff at this university at this point in time. I mean, we have countless coaches that want to come visit with us now to talk about special teams. Guys asking me all the time to do Zoom calls and things like that. But the real proof is your players. And those guys that went to the combine a week or two ago. You know, I heard Darius Rush's interview, and I couldn't have handed him a piece of paper and say this any better than what he said to all of those scouts and GMs and coaches about what special teams has done for him and how it helped him get to that combine. And he's a smart guy. He's smart enough to know that it's easy to turn on the film and see him making some really impressive plays at Gunner last year and to know what that's going to do to his draft stock. Jalen Brooks sent me a text. He had just gotten out of a meeting, and he said, Coach, this is unbelievable, but I am having more meetings down here with special teams coaches than I am with receiver coaches. So there's a couple of our guys that were in the program for 2 years compared to the guys a year before that were only with us one, and you look at how many snaps they played, how they embraced it, the plays they made on special teams, their want to in that phase of the game, you know, you saw definite growth from year one to year two. And now to your point, here we are in year three, and we have guys coming here who haven't even stepped foot on the field yet. And they're saying, this is going to be a great place to be because I'm going to get a chance to be a part of this unit. And I think that's just awesome. And as a coach, right, there's, you want to work with guys that want to be there, that want to do it, that want to be a part of it, and want to make the team better and make themselves better. Right. And so when you have guys that are, you know, coming out and saying that haven't been asked to say that, prompted to say that, it really just doesn't get any better than that. So feel like it really is coming together. And one of the things you might find interesting, our first special teams meeting in the spring and then again in preseason, we have the whole team in there. So even the Spencer Rattlers of the world are hearing why we do what we do, how we do what we do, the language we speak, the expectations. So even if it's just somebody who might be on the hands team, or maybe not even that, we still want them to take the same amount of pride in what we're trying to build here.
Again, that was Special Teams Coordinator Pete Limbo talking to the media yesterday about the overall value that Special Teams holds on this team. And I thought it was interesting what he mentioned at the end there that their first meeting even included the likes of Spencer Rattler, everybody on the team, even those that aren't going to play special teams. That just kind of speaks to the volume of how important. Now, obviously, we knew when Shane Beamer got the job here, the special teams was a big part of his coaching style with Beamer ball and all that stuff. But, you know, hearing that from Pete Limbo puts an emphasis on how important the entire team views special teams.
Yeah, and I think we've seen it play out like that. Let's go ahead and go Dow Loggins for our next one,
okay,
Tyler. But I think with Limbo, the, you know, we talk about this, Chris. every coach in America gives lip service to special teams as one third of the game. And I can just imagine half of the room sort of perking up and listening, you know, with 100 guys on a team, and half of the room rolling their eyes and going back to what they were doing, you know, for an average football team. Well, I think for South Carolina, first of all, seeing the amount of time they spend on special teams, seeing how important Pete Limbo is into the fabric of this program and what they do. And then I think ultimately the final thing is you maybe, by what you preach, you might have 80% of the guys all in on special teams. Well, the way you get that final 20% of guys or the next 10% of guys is seeing it have success, seeing the big plays from special teams, seeing Tonka Hemingway score, you know, a 2-point conversion, and being like, man, I played defensive tackle. I'd like to be the guy who is next in line to get that opportunity. So I think one thing is about how you preach it and how you sort of put it in, how you install it. But the other side, some guys have to see results first before they're completely bought in. Now South Carolina has 2 years worth of results to point to, and that's why Limbo's phone is probably blowing up all the time from high school coaches, probably some college coaches too, wanting to come get a piece and see what he is all about.
Yeah, and you hit on like every single one of the, you know, little sub points within what he said that I wanted to hit on too. That is, first of all, just the celebration aspect of it, making those big plays. You know, something that Pete Limbo told the guys, I think he was on with Jay and Terry earlier this year, and he mentioned that out of all the special teams snap in the country, they researched this in the offseason last year, there were 14 muddle huddle snaps in the entirety of FBS last season, and South Carolina had 7 of them. So they had half.
Half of them.
And with some of the stuff they do, it's fun, right? And Pete Limbo, something he said was that, hey, I need to do a better job of stopping and smelling the roses, is what he said when he was on with the guys. And Wes, you remember when we had Mo in here on the Gamecock Central Takeover the other day, he was saying that he and Pete Limbo actually clashed a little bit. He was very honest about that early and talked about how, you know, just how he conducts himself, and that he is one of those guys that kind of started seeing those results in practice and it kind of clicked for him. And so the proof's in the pudding there. The other thing about it is exactly what you said, is that, yes, special teams is for South Carolina legitimately a third of the game, and they emphasize it as such, maybe even more than a third at times. But the way that they put it in isn't just, okay, we're doing a special teams drill. We're doing special teams now. Pete Limbo, day one, when he's doing install in the spring, you're doing football drills. You're doing fundamentals. And those fundamentals are going to carry over, yes, to special teams, but they're also going to carry over to a wide receiver playing wide receiver, a DB playing DB. And that, I think, is one of the secrets to success, just not only paying attention to special teams and giving it time, but really kind of ingraining it into everything that you're doing in practice and how you prepare.
Yeah, so this is an interactive show, y'all. We've not taken to Reddit before for our takes, but I'm going to do something a little different here. Shout out to Roy Town on Reddit. And he obviously was listening to our Kaba interview, so shout out for that. But bringing up an excellent point here that he just happened to catch, and I'm going to give him full credit because I didn't notice this, but on the play at Clemson where South Carolina forced the fumble on the punt by Atkins of Antonio Williams, South Carolina makes a complete game-changing play. And according to Roy Town here, if you go back and look at the replay of that, rather than celebrating, Limbo instantly, I'm not going to say the player's name, but apparently a player screwed up his block, instantly goes to that player to basically let him know what he needs to improve on that, as opposed to celebrating the game-changing force fumble and recovery. So first of all, shout out to Roy Town. Second of all, excellent point and an excellent illustration of who Pete Limbo is. So, yeah, I get it. He does. Maybe, you know, maybe you can celebrate a little bit more. But that is what makes Pete Limbo Pete Limbo.
We'll spin the wheel of logins on the other side. But before we hit the break, I want to let you know about the easiest bracket contest ever. It's the 107.5 The Game Pick Your Team contest. I mentioned Jay and Terry going to be out at Twin Peaks today in the Vista for the halftime show from 12 to 3. If you can hurry up and get over there about 12 o'clock before the game start and pick one of the teams out of the hat, jar, whatever they have the team names in, you can be a part of the 107.5 The Game Pick Your Team contest. Super easy. You literally just pull a name out of a hat, and that is your team for the entire tournament. Of course, hang around at Twin Peaks, have some great food, have some great beer, and of course, watch some amazing basketball as the tournament rolls along. And if your team wins the national championship, you win the grand prize of USC baseball season tickets for the rest of this season. Also going to have some prizes from Columbia Craft, Little Pigs, the Gutterman Champion Defense, and many more. So even if you make the Elite Eight, the Final Four, you had the opportunity to win some prizes as well. Timer's running out. If you want to be a part of the easiest bracket contest ever, get yourself over to Twin Peaks and go hang out with Jay and Terry today on 107.5 The Game.
The Gamecock Central Takeover Hour
with Chris Clark, Wes Mitchell, and Tyler Head
on your home of the Gamecocks.
107.5 The Game.
And welcome back into the Gamecock Central Takeover Hour presented by Firehouse Subs here on 107.5 The Game. I want to hit a text message real quick on the Firehouse Subs text line, 803-404-6100. Dan tells us he's currently eating his free birthday sub from Firehouse Rewards, listening to us, having a good day. Happy March Madness.
Oh, man. What's up, Dan? Thanks for writing in on the Firehouse Subs text
line. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
We won't ask how old you are, but... Perfect timing on the Firehouse mention. You can be like Dan. I don't think it'll be free for you unless it's your birthday as well. But you can still go on there and get your sub of the day for just $7.99. Go to firehousesubs.com. Hit that Rapid Rescue. As y'all know, that's what I always do. You hit the Rapid Rescue. You could also do it on the app if you want. It'll tell you exactly what time your sub will be ready. Swing on by. Grab it. They even put your chips in the bag now, too. So you just grab it. Head on out, and, you know, I didn't know that, because they used to have to grab your chips.
Man, you don't do that anymore.
I know. Sorry, Larry, I actually stole some chips from you guys about 6 months ago, because I didn't know they put the chips in the bag, but they do. It's all there. I'll get you back on that, Larry, I promise. But sub of the day today.
Jamaican jerk turkey.
There you go. Go check it out. But you can get any sub you want at firehousesubs.com.
Yeah, outstanding stuff today. And tomorrow, guys, we're going to be out.
You're going to have to own up to Larry about that tomorrow.
I know.
I mean, I just did to the whole world.
But like, you're going to have to see him face to face and be like, hey, man, here's what happened.
I'll tell you what, Wes, we're going to be out at Sumter tomorrow, 9 to noon, 1297 Broad Street in Sumter. Come out, get yourself some Firehouse subs, get some station, some tickets from the station to some USC sporting events, get yourself a station T-shirt, maybe even one signed by a South Carolina athlete. Wes, we are going to withhold your chips tomorrow. That will be your punishment. You get no chips with your sandwich.
I accept my punishment.
And Tyler actually is going to make the trip out to Sumter.
Yes, I will finally be on location.
Do you have your sub picked out?
I do not. I'm gonna get in there and see where my heart takes me. How about that?
You typically get a sampler platter. She can try a bunch of them.
Even better.
Whatever's good.
I'm excited.
All right, now Tyler is now queuing up.
Yes, I've already spun the wheel of logins, and I have one ready to go.
Let's see what we got.
Same thing. There is no set depth chart. We're playing multiple guys. The key to the offensive line is you've got five guys that are playing, but you got to find out your best five. And the other thing is you have to have positional flexibility to be a backup. And sometimes you're going to get some reps at center. The next day you're going to play guard. We're going to find out who can do all that stuff. Like, it's so day one. We're not in pads yet, so for us to even, you know, comment on that right now is not fair to our players or to our position coaches.
And that's how Logan's talking about the center position. As you guys mentioned the other day, you saw Rashawn Lee, technically the first string guy in the depth chart drill that Wes was talking about. But Logan's there talking about everybody kind of trying to be versatile on the offensive line and maybe moving guys around a little bit, trying to figure out what the best combination is going to be.
The dang depth chart again and the center spot again. Chris, all right. You have 12 seconds to talk about the center spot, then we're done with that for 1 week. Go.
All right. It's going to be Rashawn Lee or Nick Gargiulo. Whichever one does not win it will probably play somewhere else. And my prediction is Gargiulo at center and Lee at guard.
All right, let's move on. Let's go Clayton White.
Okay.
Next. Right. Clayton Clayton, as you get it queued up over there, Tyler.
Yep.
Clayton
last week.